Thank you, Madam President. You know, as consumer protection groups, actually, they really protect the interests of consumers. And what we have picked up is that in most cases, they would challenge the action of government, sometimes of regulatory authorities and businesses. So their role, as I said in the beginning, is assumed to be adversarial. And then because they would be exposing issues like your service delivery, unfair business practices, unsafe products, and that would sometimes also threaten the welfare of the consumers. So they tend not really to attract the financial support, sometimes even from government and corporate-related foundations. So we are thinking that UNCTAD can be that neutral platform that can develop an approach to garner resources for them, wherein they can tap into, become more innovative, and apply for certain grants to pursue particular courses. So we see them, the existing ones and also aspirant groups, especially from the less developed countries, wherein there is no clear consumer protection framework. They can be those advocacy groups or lobbyists that can fill the void, become mediators and conciliators, wherein what we are seeing is that the role of UNCTAD in this place would be to support them with resource material on consumer education, mediation and conciliation skills. But mostly what we have seen is that because they are such, most of them, they would come from those informal entities. The skills that we think that most will make them more credible, it's skills like your own corporate governance, financial management, and transparent reporting on their own affairs. So we think that UNCTAD can facilitate and become that resource for them to link them with other groups of similar interest in the region and internationally, wherein they would not feel alone or isolated. Thank you.